From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama will make good on his promise to anti-abortion members of Congress today. He'll sign an executive order clarifying the limits on federal funding for abortion under the new health care law. NPR's Scott Horsley reports on the background and the president's decision.
President Obama's 11th-hour promise to sign the executive order helped secure a Democratic majority for the health care bill over the weekend. Michigan Congressman Bart Stupak and several other anti-abortion members of Congress agreed to support the overhaul only after Mr. Obama promised to make clear no federal money would go for abortion except in cases of rape or incest or when the life of the mother is in danger. The White House downplayed the importance of the order, saying it merely reaffirms existing federal policy. The limits on federal funding anger some abortion rights advocates, but Mr. Obama argues the health care debate was not the forum to change longstanding precedent. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The Obama administration's pay czar has issued new pay restrictions for executives at five of the companies bailed out by taxpayers during the financial crisis. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports that Ken Feinberg also says he will be looking at compensation at more than 400 other companies that got federal help.
Feinberg issued a report saying pay had been cut for 25 top executives at AIG, General Motors, and Chrysler, as well as the financing arms of the two automakers. Payments to the 25 executives would be cut by 15%, and more of the pay they receive would come in the form of stock. Cash payments would be reduced by a third. He also said AIG executives have paid back $45 million of the controversial bonuses they received after the company's bailout. And Feinberg said he would be looking at the pay given executives at 419 companies that got taxpayer assistance last year to see whether it was contrary to the public interest. Feinberg said despite the pay restrictions, 82% of executives at the firms covered were still on the job. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
Now that banks have been bailed out and President Obama has signed the health care overhaul bill, the National Urban League is pushing the president to get behind a major initiative to improve employment. This is the Urban League's president, Mark Morial.
We need a strong jobs bill, not a modest jobs bill, a strong jobs bill to put people back to work in this very, very difficult economy.
Morial says some 35 cities in the U.S. have unemployment rates of about 15%, some 5 points higher than the national average, which is already unusually high. The government reports orders for durable goods, more expensive items expected to last at least 3 years, rose for a third straight month last month. This is NPR News. High-level talks between the U.S. and Pakistan start today in Washington. So far, the Obama administration has been noncommittal about a stance on Pakistan's status as a nuclear-armed nation. U.S. officials have raised concerns about Pakistan's having transferred some nuclear technology to countries including Libya and North Korea. A popular model of fabric baby sling has been recalled from the market due to fears that the slings could cause infants to suffocate. NPR's Tom Gelton reports the recall involves more than 1 million slings made by Infantino, which is a California company.
The baby slings are popular with parents on the go who want to keep their babies close. Made of soft fabric, they hold the baby to the parent's chest. Baby experts have promoted them as a way to keep babies calm. But the Consumer Product Safety Commission says some baby slings can cause a baby to suffocate if the fabric presses against its nose or mouth, or if the baby is cradled in a position where it becomes harder to breathe. The danger is greatest for babies under 4 months. The commission said it's aware of 3 infant deaths that occurred in these slings in the last year. The recall is for more than 1 million slings marketed as Sling Rider and Wendy Bellissimo, manufactured by Infantino. The company is offering free replacements. Tom Gelton, NPR News, Washington.
The home builder Lennar reports a narrower quarterly loss and says it sees the housing market stabilizing. Lennar also says it trimmed costs and offered fewer incentives to improve its results. The company, which is based in Miami, says it hopes to post a profit for the full fiscal year. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.